gold is instrumental creativity and transformation. Without this world was nothing made. Join God's servant Sonny E. Oluide as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor your name. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus Christ's name, we have given thanks. Our Father, we worship you. Thank you for what you have begun to do. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for making us a receiver of what you have prepared. Even tonight, as we have prayed, that you grant us perfect understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I say amen. Let's have our seat. Thank you. Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. The ultimate glory. Ultimate glory. God wants to break forth His own ultimate glory through human life. See? And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. There are two things I would like us to establish tonight. Talks of the glory and the talk of the house. Now, the ultimate glory we'll be sharing with you tonight is that God said the way He break forth in the life of the men of the whole testament is little compared to how He wants to break forth His glory to our lives. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. See, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, the glory, the latter house, the whole testament, the people living in them
They are the former. The New Testament had the latter house, which God said the essence of his breaking forth through our life will be greater than how much he break forth in the man of old. Jesus came to a point, he said, a greater than Solomon is here. He came to a point, he said, no one was born of a woman is greater, is as great as John the Baptist. Say, yes, he that is the least in the kingdom of God will be greater than John. Now, I begin to wonder. You will ask, oh, Matthew 11, 11, please.
Baptizer, call me King. Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus all, in all we sing, Savior Son.
Now, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. I thought that this pastor was talking to ordinary men. You know, in the kingdom of God, we have God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Abi? Good, now fine. We believe they are all equal and one. But Jesus said, my Father, who sent me, is greater than me. Do you read your Bible like that? It means he's saying, any life that Jesus dwelleth is greater than John the Baptist. He didn't say this. He said he. Now, I'm going somewhere. Now, when we talk of greater glory, it's talking of the manifestation of God's glory through any life, which is what God designed our life for. And in Colossians 1:27 says, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, the hope of the latter glory that God talks about. Now, listen. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, not every prayer point. Listen. I want you to understand this concept. Not every prayer point that we pray, that we ask God to come and do something. For us, asking God to do something for us is one kind of prayer point. But not all. The greater prayer point I've ever seen is that you pray that what God has put in you should come out. Okay. Excuse me. We may pray, but to me, the Almighty God we pray to is in heaven, Abi. Do you know it's in you? Huh? Listen, I'm going somewhere. Now, Lord, do something for us. Good. At the same time, that same God will say, do something for us. We come out from any one of you and do what you say you should do. Do you remember when we pray? When Jesus said, the disciples should pray. The harvest truly is what? Plenteous. But the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers. Immediately, he called them. Then he said, pray. He said, go. It means you are the laborer that God is actually sending that you are praying for. No. I don't know whether you are getting my point. See. Amid us, governor will rise. President will rise. You may say, how is it going to happen? It will happen. I'm going somewhere. Now, the ultimate glory I'm dealing with now. Now, listen. Let me read a place for you. That's where I want to actually let us stay. We stay there. You see, the Almighty God Himself. Huh? It's in you. Huh? Now, the Almighty God is in the. This is the Word of God. This is the Almighty God. When you are now reading the Word of God, it will be showing you that me that you are reading here, my plan originally is that I say in you that is reading me. It says, when the Holy Ghost shall come, it will make known unto you all that I have told you. It will make known unto you. It will make known unto you that he, all what he said, himself that said, and all he said, they are inside you. Oh my God. I think we are well. Do read your Bible again that says, where it says, greater is he that is in you. Eh? Than the devil that is outside. It means each believer, the Almighty God dwell him. I don't know whether I'm dealing with this. It's a matter that I don't know, but I believe something will happen. You see, let's go there. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. If you are depressed here, you are coming out of that depression. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. As great, as wonderful as the prophets in the whole Testament were. They did mighty war, they are great, they are marvelous. No single one of them that the Almighty God dwelling in them. No single one of them. He will only come upon them. Don't say that, no. As in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now, who being the brightness of his glory the greater glory. And the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now listen. For several years, God has helped us. We are free. We have done all manner of things to make sure that we become actually acquainted with God. But the question is this. According to the definition, what Jesus said of God, he said, God is a spirit. Simple. Now, for me, or for us, for any human being, to get acquainted with God, it means that man or that woman has to be a spirit. Since God is a spirit, I don't know why I'm dealing with this matter now. Now, then he has to become spirit dealing with spirit. Are we together? And God said, he is Father of spirit. Father of spirit. It means the children that God gave birth to, they are called spirit. So the first step to any breaking forth of God's glory through your life is to first recognize and acknowledge that you are a spirit being in the class of God. Hebrews 12 verse 9. What I trust God,
yes,
to do for you tonight is that the Almighty God that dwelleth in you, you will permit him to break forth to you.
Amen.
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 Hebrews chapter 12 verse 9. See, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? It means God is simply telling you, as he is, so you are, as a believer. I say, as Jesus is, so am I. As Jesus is pure, so I am pure. Don't forget it. But when you understood where God addresses you as himself, then your breaking forth will have no limit. I say, your breaking forth will have no limit. Now, it took me years to understand this. That man is a spirit. He has his soul. He lives in a body. Now, bringing the content, the fullness of your spirit into the understanding of your mind, will control your body and your environment. No, tonight is not preaching night. I have nothing to proclaim here tonight. I only have something to explain. No, when we preach, we proclaim. When we teach, we explain. I don't need to proclaim anything to you. For you to leave your house and come in, it means you desire God. You desire the miracle worker. So when the miracle worker is understood, the miracle becomes normal. Do you understand? No. That's why I have to go gradually. Now, listen. Your spirit man will never be purer than it was since the day you become born again. Agree? You know, sometimes we have prayed, Lord, make me more holy. Abi? It's a prayer that God will never answer. He has settled that one. Lord, make me more righteous. There is nothing like that. He has made you. Lord, help me to be faithful. Your spirit man. God has made your spirit man to be faithful. You see, Brother Paul said, He find him faithful. And call him. Do you notice such statements? Eh? They are not. Are you for? If I follow, I'm going somewhere. Now, because it will, you will understand. Now, excuse me. Your spirit is not dead. Say, my spirit is not dead. Because God never created his image to be dead. So if we settle this, then your mind will agree. The moment your mind agrees, things will work. Now, today I see amidst God's children, what defeats us is not what is outside. It's what has been programmed into our mind. Do you get the point? Can we look at how he created us? Where he created us? In Ephesians 2. Let's just read verse 8 to 10. For by grace ye are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, you know, may God increase your understanding of him. Oh my God. I say, may the Almighty God increase your understanding of him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because once your understanding of him increase, your knowing of him will increase. Now, and your response to him will increase. Now, in the Old Testament, God declared to Samuel, that great man of God, he said, man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh. Do you know what it simply means? I'm just reading 1 Samuel 16:7 now. No. It simply means God deal with us based on what he made our spirit to be. Oh my God. Are you with me? May I ask you a question? You see, every dirtiness that is in your house that you brought into your house. You see, every dirtiness you find in your house where you live that you brought them in. did they get there? You cannot say. But all you need to do, they must go out. Is that not so? Now, anything called dirtiness in your life, in your body and in your soul, must go out. In the name of Jesus Christ. As a child of God, there is no dirtiness in your spirit. As no normal human being, we desire and decided to pack dirty from outside and go and spray it in his house. If we capture this, it will be okay now. Now, when Jesus came, look at what he said. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord fears not as man fears. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Now, it's a very issue. Now, you see, okay, now, let's assume that somebody's teeth, maybe 2 weeks or 2 weeks ago, stole something. And it's a child of God. And as soon as he stole, come back home. Say, Lord, I have sinned. Forgive me. That's the truth. And now, a man of God see that same fellow 2 weeks after. And he confronted the man that he steals something. He mentioned the day, even the particular hour and time. Did that man of God actually see where? He didn't see well. Because as far as God is concerned, the person has repented and he has been clean. No. Let's check this very well. Now, most of the condemnation you are condemning yourself, actually God didn't see it again. Hello? I don't know whether what I'm saying may be against some belief system or. Because if God has to talk to you as a man of God, he won't talk to you that man see. Because the man that stole has already asked for forgiveness, and he has already received forgiveness, and God has already cleansed him. That thing of stealing has been wiped off from him. So, it means what I am now seeing in that person, God will say, you are not seeing the way I see. So, I will not perform that. When he asked Jeremiah, what do you see? Say, I see an almond tree. Is that not so? Say, you have seen where? Then I will hasten my work to perform it. Guess it's right. I'm going somewhere now. Listen. Let me tell you the truth. If you are looking at your circumstances today and be judging yourself, it means the glory of God will never break forth through you. You have to look in, oh my God, inwardly. Who am I? And God will tell you who you are in Christ. Who he has made you to be. That's the beginning of God breaking forth through any life. You have struggled for years. I see the struggle going to an end today. Oh my God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, when he say, weeping may endure for a night, it means it talks about night signify or symbolize ignorance. The time you don't know God. He said, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes when you know him. Excuse me. The knowledge of tonight will shoot you forth. In the name of Jesus Christ. No. The first thing you have to first conclude is that thing. This same Almighty God will say, Lord, I bow my head before you, I robe before you, you sit there on the throne, staying in heaven. The same God will say, but I am in you as well. Now, that will build confidence in you. That will make you to say, okay, whatever God say I will do, I can do it. Wherever God say I will go, I believe I will go there. Wherever God declare that I am, too late, I am. Then, that is why I say, the righteous is as bold. The righteous that is as bold as lion is not the physical body. It's the spirit. Because your body is not righteous, so. and your body will never be righteous.
Eh? You are not with me.
Your spirit has been made righteous. Your soul will be made, is being made righteous every day, your soul. Your body will be made righteous at resurrection. Eh? How many of you get what I say? When we come to meetings, going to church, reading our Bible, that all of this, the person we are actually walking, where we are walking on in our life, is our soul. There is no single work that any man will do to his spirit anymore. The complete of your spirit work has been concluded by God. If I hear, let me see your hands. Wave your hands to the Lord. That's why I say, you are complete in Him. You are complete. Your spirit man is made complete in Christ. Nothing can be harder to hit. Nothing can be surprised from it. If you get this man set to first, then you are on your way climbing. Huh? But if this brother beginning to look at himself and beginning to judge himself based on his physical appearance, he will miss the greater glory. With that will never be his portion.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. What is it? The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. The men of old, they look at themselves outwardly. Then the men of the New Testament should look at themselves inwardly. That's the point I'm raising now. It is then that God will not break forth. Do you understand my point? Now, where are we now? Eh? Father of Spirit? Okay, now. Good. Jesus came. Just as, let's read John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. But the hour coming, and now is, when the two worshippers shall worship the Father in where? In spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. What does it mean? You must worship God based on what He has made your spirit man to be and based on what the truth say. So, the truth say you have been made righteous. He has made you His righteousness. This is what the truth say. You have to approach God based on that understanding. Do you understand now? Eh? What Jesus mentioned here is beyond speaking in tongues. Eh? It's beyond that. We have many people to do speak in tongues who did not recognize whom they are. Yes, dealing with the matter tonight. Because from now, God that resided in you must break forth through you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if we get to the epistle and begin to read, you will realize that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new old things apart. Behold, all things become new. 2 Corinthians 17. 5:17. Now, the question is that, whose man did he point at? The spirit man. The spirit man. He's not talking about the body. Eh? Because a black man who received Jesus, he still remains. If he have 10 teeth removed, eh? The 10 teeth removed will still be there. Eh? Do you understand? You are not with me. Do you understand my point? We believe in miracle that the teeth may grow by miracle, but not that the mind we're dealing with is not the physical man, but the spiritual man. And it follow in verse 18. All things are of God. These are my challenge. It means all things of your spirit man, they are all of God. It means in your spirit man, as a child of God, is the fullness of God. Can you say, I have the fullness of God in my spirit? I have the faith of Jesus Christ in my spirit. You know, some people say, suppose I have faith. Like, you have, in fact, the measure of faith that Jesus has, you have. How many of you believe that now? No, I don't want us to read this, but I want us to carry it, become the carrier of what I'm saying. Now, and all things are of who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Which all is he mentioning? Because God is a spirit. If he has to reconcile us, which part of us? Our spirit. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. It means the ministry of reconciliation is in your spirit. Verse 19 now. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto all the word of reconciliation. With them, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's name, be ye reconciled to God. You know, some of you are familiar with this, but I don't want familiarity. I want you to capture the reality. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Listen. You know, how many of you have ever just seen them? You just wish that you have the capacity to perform as Jesus performed. Do you know who is thinking that time? Your spirit. Your spirit is thinking what God designed him for. How many of you believe you have two minds? We have two minds. We have the mind of the spirit and the mind of the natural, right? The mind of the spirit is Jesus Christ's mind. For we have the mind of Christ. That mind of Christ is in your spirit. Eh? Is that mind of Christ in your spirit that have the capacity to know God? Then the mind, your natural mind, is the one you need to renew. Am I communicating? You don't renew the mind of Christ, it has been renewed. It's in your spirit. Eh? Bringing your natural mind to agree with the mind of Christ that is in your spirit is what will make the ultimate glory of God to break forth through your life. Is God blessing one? Is someone getting understanding now? If I hear, shout, Jesus is alive. Listen. I believe this is where issue matters. Now, we have the mind of Christ. We are in our spirit. See, I have the mind of Christ in my spirit. My spirit man knows all things. My spirit man knows all things. My spirit man knows all things. No, it's challenging, right? No, your natural mind is challenging it. If I know all things, why am I like this? But your spirit man knows all things. This is what the world says. Okay, now listen to me. Since you are a spirit, what should define you? Spirit. Do you remember Jesus saying, the where it is the spirit that quickeneth. The word, the flesh profited nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit and they are. It means it's the word of God that will let your spirit know who he is. Huh? Man cannot tell you who your spirit is. The word of God says. Hi. Are you with me? So whatever the word of God says that you are, this is whom you are. Can you say, I am what God says I am? Say it again, I am what God says I am. I have the mind of Christ. I have what God says I have. In Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. Get it right. Now, our spirit man is loaded with the fullness of God. So now, our prayer, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, what we are simply saying, one reason we pray in the Holy Ghost is so that the wisdom of God that is in our spirit will come out. Huh? I think I need to explain this. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, better 10 hours, 20 hours, what we are simply doing is to bring out the wisdom of God that is in our spirit. When the wisdom of God in our spirit shows up in our natural mind, the manifestation must follow. Okay, let me show you. He that speaketh, 1 Corinthians 14:2. Please remind me, possibly Tuesday we should have a seminar. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Let me stop there. But when you come to chapter 1, or chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, see? But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. It means our one reason we pray in the Holy Ghost is so that the wisdom of God that lies in our spirit will show up in our natural mind so that we can put them into practice. So that we can put them into manifestation. Oh my God. Are we together? That's why when you are praying in the Holy Ghost, when you pause, listen. You will know, you will see what God is saying to you. Are we together, please? If you understand this, you will be shocked. The level at which God will break forth his ultimate glory through your life. Because this is our aim tonight. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The anointing that raised the dead from Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. Some may die without realizing that. The spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in your spirit, ready to break forth to raise another dead. Do you understand my point? See. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to recognize, grace to acknowledge all the good things which God placed into your spirit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When I saw great men of God in the crusade ground, they do hand like this, healing take place. I say, where, Lord? And God say, the same power that works in them is in your spirit. What is the difference between me and them? He said they were focused on what they are in their spirit. You mean this is the secret? That's the secret. Power and the anointing to raise the dead is in your spirit. The anointing to heal the sick is in your spirit. The anointing to cleanse the leper is in your spirit. The anointing to feed multitude is in your spirit. It is because we ignore it. Do you understand my point? You know, some people still pray for more faith today. Is that not so? Lord, give me more faith. It's a prayer that God can never, and God will never answer. Because that is no longer prayer. The same faith that Jesus himself operated with is in your spirit. How many of you are with me tonight? It's a matter that must be settled tonight. Because your living here is the breaking forth of the ultimate glory of God. Through your own life. In the name of Jesus. If you are the one, let me hear your loudest. Amen. 2 days ago, I shouted, I called him. I said, my friend, he said, sir. I said, something great has happened again. I said, watch out for more miracles in our city. Without struggling. The secret has been given. Do you understand my point? Everything you will ever need on earth to succeed and to survive is in your spirit. As a child of God. That's why the greatest miracle is the miracle of receiving Jesus. Once you make Jesus your Lord, you confess him as the Savior, as your Savior, all things of God landed in your spirit. Now, if you read those who read mining engineer or those who use it, who do it locally, you see the way they dig. When you travel the other day, show me in Elisha, I say, you see this place? These are where they are digging gold. You'll be digging. The greatest gold that is greater than gold is in your spirit. Your ability to dig it out is what God has given to you. That's the essence of Christianity. Bringing out the invisible into visible. I was thinking that the invisible that God talks about when they talk about faith, I thought that invisible is in heaven. That invisible is in your spirit. That's why you don't see your spirit physically. But sometimes the thought of your spirit, you see it manifesting. Listen to me. The invisible of God, the package, the potential, the totality of God is in your spirit. It is your duty. That's why I say, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That thing that you don't see is not in heaven. It's in your spirit, man. Expecting the day like tonight that your understanding will be awakened. You begin to say you must come out. Being broken, anointing to raise the dead, your spirit must come out. It must come out. It must come out. That is sometimes you have a burden in your spirit. You want to pray for 3 days without stopping. What God is simply telling you. What the greater one is you want to break forth. Give me faith to break forth. In the name of the Lord. The ultimate glory of God is coming out of you. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes some people took us to extreme. We were thinking that what God has given is in heaven. But one day it will come down. No! Yeah, it's in your spirit. My God. I said they are in your spirit. I said, oh my God. Let's read the Bible. Hallelujah. Did he say, behold, I give unto you power? Where is that power lying? They are in your spirit. I was thinking, oh my God. May God punish ignorance. Yeah. John chapter 1, verse 15. Of his fullness. Have we all received grace for grace? The same grace that Jesus manifested in his earthly ministry is in your spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's look verse 1 to 3. If you are sick in your body, right now, in honor of the sacrifice of Jesus for you, I declare you healed in Jesus' name. I'm pressing on. That's all for me. New height and gain. Oh my God.
On high,
Lord, lift me up.
Lord, lift me up. And let me stand by faith on heaven. The people are higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher.
Lord, plant my faith
on a higher ground.
Do you know that? The healing that people are going to the hospital to do for is in their spirit. Is there? Say healing is in my spirit.
Healing is in my spirit.
Is there? Beyond healing in your spirit, the Holy Spirit is in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
No, these are things that I look. Let me read this passage, please. Are you in second? Please, have your seat, please. It's a serious issue. Hey. How many of you are catching? You know, something is tearing on you. Do you know why you are challenged? What I'm saying is true. Is here. Have you ever, maybe you intend to go somewhere by 6 a.m. in the morning. And by mistake, you slept off. And maybe 2 minutes after 6, the Holy Ghost are waking you. You jump up like this, you start time, say, what? Do you know the way you jump up that day is different from the way you wake up normally? When you realize that the greatest and the powerful potential of God is in your spirit, your awakening will be different. Your running will be different. Your perception will be different. In north of the mediocrity. No. Let me read for you. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. This, what does it mean? The same faith that we the apostle have is the same faith that Jesus has, is the same faith that any child of God receives. Through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You know, I saw a lot of us teaching today. Zero faith, little faith, greater faith. That one hand with the Old Testament. As far as New Testament is concerned, there is not a measure of faith. It's called the measure of faith. The measure. God didn't give this brother. And go to this sister and open the comb and give it this more. The same. Why are we not manifesting it? We have not acknowledged it. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The third verse is a challenge. According as his divine power, has given unto us. Few things. Some things. What's the meaning of all things? Now, when you read very well, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How many things? The wisdom of God, the love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, the salvation of God, the kindness of God, the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the meekness of God, the self-control of God. They are all in your spirit. Ah! My God. Whatever make you to suffer in the presence of what you have, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bury that power alive. Excuse me, I'm dealing with a matter. How many things has he given unto us? Pertain to what? To life? And what? You see, God never reserves anything to himself without giving us. And Jesus said, the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. Do you read your Bible to that point? The question is that, where is that glory? It's in your spirit. Let it come out. Let it do what? Come out. Let it do what? Come out. And it can only come out through three things, which I'm going to explain. It comes out through the revelation of God's word. It comes out through the praying in the Holy Spirit and through genuine worship. They that worship him must worship him in spirit. These are the three avenues through which the ultimate glory of God will break forth to any life. Through the revelation of God's word, through the praying in the Holy Spirit, and to worship. 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 Worship is beyond songs. Huh? Some of you don't hear like yet it's worship. Some of you don't hear like that. Is worship. Because worship is beyond words. Huh? My God. Do you understand my point? Huh? Excuse me. You drive, when the Holy Ghost lay hold on any life, is to drive that life to the Word of God. Then the revelation of God's word will drive you to praying in the Holy Ghost. The praying in the Holy Ghost, when you begin to see some writing that words cannot explain, then worship began. Worship began. Do you understand my point? Huh? Excuse me. How many things has God given us? Pertain to life and but say this thing will come to you as the Holy Ghost explained them to you in the Word of God. It will tell you where they are. As he tell you, you have given this thing to you, but it will tell you where they are. They are where? They are in your spirit. Say all things of God pertain unto life and godliness. They are in my spirit. In your spirit. They are in your spirit. You see, when a liking to be born again to a well of water. You know, when you get to well, you don't just get to well and start drinking water. There's a little effort. Whether you dip your hand to do it, or you use something to fetch it. Then, liken it again to a river. Is that not so? Heart of your belly shall flow. It means river of living water. It means the fullness of God is in your belly. It's pointing to your spirit. It's there. They are lying down there. Don't say, maybe they are there when I pray more. Mm-mm. The day you say, Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. At that day, at that very moment, the fullness of God comes. This is the issue that we must know. That's why a good Christian is a good miner. When trouble comes, they give me time. You go inside. You started digging. Digging. Solution come out. You say, here is it. When Daniel, even Daniel, under the Old Testament, he said, take me to the king. And he requested of the king, King, may you live forever. Give me time, and I will give you interpretation. Do you know what that's what he said? That guy, he concluded the solution before he even went for the solution. And he went. You see, we have the understanding. We have the same life. We are going to dig it out. We have four of us to dig this thing out. As they began, the Almighty said, since you understand, you have told them, as our brother led the prayer, you see, God should put himself that is alive. Already, it has been. How many of you believe that prayer is answered? You will see it, though. I say you will see it. Yeah, we know they make noise. You go see them when it happens. Do you know why? No human being on earth is greater than God. He can do anything he wants to do in a moment. Some person bragged some years ago. Where are they? Eh? As bright as this hall is now. If the brother in charge of technical just go to where the switch is, just see the whole light went on. May I tell you, human life is like a switch. God can go there anytime and say, it doesn't take him any. So when the evil men are bragging, I say, do they know what they are saying? Do they believe that their life is just a switch? That God can just okay now. Do you remember Herod? When he finished bragging, he said, okay, today warm, we eat. And a switch. Abraham said, if we find 50 righteous men, 45, 35, in Nigeria, we have more than 1 million righteous people. For the sake of the righteous. And our own righteousness is not like a city rag. Our righteousness is the righteousness of God. For the sake of his righteousness, which he has made our spirit man to be, he will save Nigeria. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand my point? All things of God, for you to live well and to help others. Where are they? Then your spirit. Now, whose fault now? Sometimes we pray. Go power against my sources, die! Yeah. It means you are saying you should die. Because you are the one that refused to dig it down. Eh? The greater power against your sources is ignorance of what God has placed in your spirit. Okay. Do I say devil doesn't exist? He exists. But if we share the spiritual mirror, you will see what Jesus does for him. He triumphs over him. He withdrew the key authority for him. He bastardized him. And he rose from the dead. Say, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. And I delegate you to use my name. I put it in your spirit. The day you know that you have the right to use the name of Jesus Christ against all devils, you will rise. Yes. In those days, when we began, we will pray for the sick. We may be there for 1 hour. We'll be sweating. for the disciples and they say, what are you doing here? Do you see Jesus sweating? In casting out devils. You sweat because you think that you are the one casting out devils. Devil only listen to my name, not to you. When you say the name of Jesus, Satan go. Say, I will not go if it's for you. But because of the name. But if that did not come to our understanding, we may be casting out devil, only one devil, and be asking, what is your name? Do you see Brother Paul asking them, how many are you? Eh? You know, we have received another gospel. From morning to night, speak now. Where are you? Where do you come from? Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. It's because you don't know your authority. He said, at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. Some for 6 hours. And the devil will laugh them. He will sometimes will be dancing. Do you know why? Do you know the source of Kema? Eh? They actually cast out devils. Eh? In the name of Jesus. He said, in the name of Jesus, which he now said, look, Jesus I know. I know that Jesus know is right. I know that Paul know is right. But I know that you don't know you're right. That's why sometimes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of, he said, you know, you don't know you're right. He said, it's your nature. I won't listen to him. Eh? Do you know why? And Jesus will never do anything about it. Do you know why? Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. He didn't say out of the abundance of the mouth speak. He didn't say out of the abundance of the pages of the Bible, the mouth speak. No. Any word of God that has not dwelt in your heart first, if you are speaking it, you are only becoming a parrot. Do you hear me? Out of the abundance of where? Of the heart, of the spirit, the mouth speak. I think about, see this year, see any this year, only last year. They brought a woman who has a child, just a baby, paralyzed. The bubble are in. After the meeting, brought her here in the name of Jesus. That yoke of poverty is broken. You are here with this right. We left. I think about 3 brethren just, they were just here so that when the woman and the people that, when they left, they would close the door. The woman, they both came. Walk as if I said, here, here. When I say in the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed. I don't know. I don't need to know how it happened. I know it happened. The reason is because I know it. I'm not guessing. I'm not a guesser. That's why I say you shall know the truth. And he didn't say you shall read the truth. He didn't say you shall climb the truth. He didn't say you shall hear the truth. You shall know it. As this brother is now, if he go to any school, say 2 plus 2. You say 4. They say no. You miss it. The new educational system say 2 plus 2 is equal to 6. You say, Ogatisha, I know you miss it. I am not this thing when I was in primary 1. When maybe you are not yet born. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Any day, anytime. Any language, you add 2 6 to 2 6, you give you 4. You say no. I said now we are in the era of oral English. 2 plus 2 is supposed to be 4. It's in our 4. 4 is 4. Nothing more, nothing less. But you know, somewhere, a teacher can say, you don't understand. 2 plus 2 is not 4, it's 6. You know that? He may change it. The Bible will change it. Why? He has not really known, but he has had it. Whatever you have had, but you have not known, cannot work for you. That's the law of the Spirit. Because Jesus, let me show you how Jesus said. Please, let's go there quickly. John chapter 6. Oh my God. Are you in John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45? I will allow you to come and worship now. We need to sing worship to the Lord. They are waking me up somewhere.
Lord, be good, river.
They are waking me up. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Excuse me. Who is our Father? His Spirit. If he has to draw you, will he draw your physical or your spirit?
Your spirit!
And I will raise him up at the last. 45. It is written in the prophet, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. The first key is for you to hear. The next thing is for you to understand. Then you will now come on your own. You see, you wake up in the night. You have been doing the Jesus last year, every day. Every day. See, he slept off, he got up, he said, no. He left. He ran. The question is that it has become part of him. But if somebody says, my next week I going to do 1 week VG, that you are not used to VG, it will become a body. In fact, in the VG, you may sit down and say, let's pray. Say, I'm praying. Actually, you're already in London, but you say you are praying. The question is that they invited you, but you are not used to it. Do you understand my point? I'm dealing with this matter very, very well. If you understand this, you will walk on earth as God. No, Jesus said you are God. You say you are what? You are God. You are spirit. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the spirit is spirit. Simple. So our lack of understanding of our spirit being, what God has made us to be in Christ Jesus, is what has been suffering us. And this is what Satan never wanted anybody to know. How many of God's things are in you? Okay, are they there to lie dormant? Are they there for the benefit and the betterment of humanity? Yes. When are you going to wake them up? Now. You must activate it. For the prosperity of others. The era of your failure has ended. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, come down, come and help us. He said, actually, all the help I need to do, they are all in your spirit. Wake the help up. Sir, I will share this testimony. A great man of God shared it. After graduation, he finished serving. He was praying in the Holy Ghost. After prayer, the wisdom of God shows up in his mind. Say, go to your department, the school where you graduated from, and greet all your lecturer. Say, thank you, sir, for training me. He left. Go to the other one like that. A lecturer of his, one of the lecturers of his, who is not even a Christian at all. As soon as he said that, so what do you say? He repeated it. He said, since I've been lecturing for years, no student, no graduated student will ever come to say thank you. Where are you working at? I just finished serving, I'm expecting. You get a job today. That's how he became a lecturer. Where did that wisdom suffer from? From the spirit. Say, go and this. He didn't tell him that job is waiting. Go and do this. Then the next thing comes. Simple. And this man, a great man of God, has lectured for over 20 years. If he never knew that job is in his spirit, he would have seen maybe might become another thing. Oh my God. The fullness of God is in your spirit. Say it again, the fullness of God. Percent of life and godliness, they are in my spirit. Do you understand my point? Now, let me show you another one before I go away. For a while. God, when you are worshiping God, when you are praising God, listen to your spirit. What to do next? I've shared it before and I will share it again. I will never be tired of sharing the testimony. Man, like Bishop Oladipo, God has used that one to liberate the world. Whether people like it or not, I am a product of that liberation. I read one of his material. He said, Adam, when God created Adam, he placed him in the east of the garden. It means every human being that God called must have a duty post. That's what it was. I draw the book. Lord, show me my duty post. I began to. You may travel to the whole world, to all the nations of the world, but you must have a duty post. Where you go and come back, and go and come back. And I began. As I pray, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. And I remember one thing is said in his word again, in his book. Isaiah 30, verse 29 and 30. I will never forget. Thou shalt have a son. As in the night. When the holy solemnity is kept. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Immediately, in the middle of it, early in the morning, around 4, I remember that one. I ceased to worship. I have not done the worship up to 20 minutes. Big color television appear, open vision. And it was written, news headline, Jalingo Taraba State. That is your duty post. I don't need anybody to, whether they say they want to kill everybody that is in this land, I am here. I can't be killed. No. He was doing a program in Indonesia. But he said, get up now. Leave here. And move. What kind of guy is this? Lord, see all my people that, where will I say I'm going? I'm greater than your people. Leave now. I created your people, never created you. He obeyed. Sir. And I was in Boko. The vehicle were just going. He told others to enter the vehicle. That don't go. Wait. All things work together for good. What kind of? I waited from 6 a.m. till around 10 p.m. where he came and met me inside the vehicle.
Glory to God.
Maybe you have not heard it. The vehicle moved. The vehicle has not moved from here to that roadblock. We started a conversation. We arrived in the night or in the morning. Then around, we arrived around 3 or 4, around 4, 3, 4 in the morning. And when we arrived, where is your house? Say, my house is in Magami. Say, sir, where is your house? Magami. We are in Magami. Let us go. I said, you see, so place like this. This is my. He said, sir, 1, 2, 3, 4 poles is my house. I said, okay, is that okay? I draw my back in front of my house. Yeah, let me follow you until you reach. When they open for you, they will open for me. They open to today. See, let me tell you the truth. The truth. When God has a plan for you, He put that plan in your spirit. The day you bring it out is the day you see it. That is not the day that God put it there. Before you were born, God put it there. He told Jeremiah, before I formed you, before you were born, when you are in the womb, I have called you to make you. See, don't you know that some certain thing I see people talking. Can we read that Jeremiah 1?
So we lift our holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be thy name.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be thy name, O the Lord.
Amen. Sorry. I went Jeremiah 1:5. Yes. Let me read it. Because we want to worship God in the next 30 minutes. Because what is in you, what God has put in you, as we begin to worship God in this meeting, you will see the practicality. You will see it clearly. Ah! In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one, jump up and shout the tongue of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah! Hey, hey. Speak. No, sometimes, when we are praying, we look up. Maybe God will fall down. God knows they fall down 2 times. He don't think Jesus came. He don't go by. He has left the Holy Ghost for you. And that Holy Spirit is not around you as a child of God. It's within you. Are you with me? Before I formed thee. Let's read from verse 4, please. Very powerful. Hallelujah, Jesus lives.
Hallelujah, Jesus lives. He lives in me, I live in him. Hallelujah, Jesus lives.
No more sickness,
Jesus lives.
No more sorrow,
Jesus lives.
He lives in me,
I live in him. Hallelujah, Jesus is.
Hallelujah,
Jesus is. Hallelujah, Jesus is. He lives in me, I live in him. Hallelujah, Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying.
He didn't say once.
Saying is a continual saying.
God has spoken to many of you in a dream. You didn't understand.
But tonight, I believe again he is speaking to you practically. Before I formed thee, in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth, out of the womb, I sanctified, I separated it, I made you holy, and I ordained you, I anointed you a prophet unto the nations.
Huh?
When? You know what we say? I discovered God's purpose. It's not the day you discover that God put it there. Before God formed you, what you will become is already in his heart. And when he formed you, he put it there. Go now. That is why anytime a child is born, people will be doing what? Oh, our sister are giving back a bouncy baby boy. Everybody will come there with gifts. I'm coming to celebrate you. that your coming
is for the liberation, betterment, effectiveness of many. That's why people will come there. The day of naming, so they will come. The day of dedication, people come. Say, you know, they dance because they believe that their failures has come. But unfortunately, we throw it away. We are looking for what is not enough. Me? Let me finish this verse. Then verse 6. Because this is the language of many of us.
Then said I, ha, Lord God, behold, I cannot see,
for I am a child. He that created you and put what he will be, you will become in you. Did he not know that you cannot speak? Is he true that he cannot speak? Somebody saying he cannot speak, he's speaking. Moses said, I am a stammerer. How do you speak to God that you're a stammerer? You see that? Do you know why? Men always love to look at outward appearance. I am not capable. I am like a filthy rag. I am a worm. You are not a worm. You are not a filthy rag. You are capable. Because God has made you capable. If you read your Bible again and say, fear not, for I will help you. But the Lord said unto him, unto me, say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. But you see, he's hiding in one corner. Whatever has been hiding you, you are released from that power.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight is your night.
Many of you are here.
The book, a book, a book. Maybe God wants to write just one book. That generation to generation to generation, we keep reading and getting liberation. It's inside you. But your package, you say, my papa no get money, my mama no get money, nobody to help me. He said the helper of your life is in you.
He that created the people you are expecting to come and help you is here. Some of you now,
you know, but when I read my Bible, I get inspiration. You know, David, the father of Solomon. How many of you believe that David gave birth to Solomon? You know, he fought back well. He fought, okay. God said, blood too much. But do you know that? In the day of Solomon, what David used weapon to conquer? Solomon used words. When they come to Solomon, they want to come and kill him. By the time he's beginning to throw words to them, the war will melt this part.
In David,
God gave him mind. He can go anywhere to fight. But Solomon, na wisdom. Na talk. You see, when the Queen of Sheba had been finished, there is no more spirit in her.
When Solomon is speaking to you, you will be removing money. Take.
Some people go and break rock before they get money. Solomon will just be speaking. Oga, take.
I have more than money than you say. Mm-mm. Just see, your words, I draw it out.
What is it?
And Jesus said, a greater than Solomon is in you. Yes. Someone that has silver like dust, gold on counting, fame everywhere. And God, Jesus said, I created Solomon. And I who created Solomon, I came to dwell in you. Why should you be rubbish in your life?
It is time. You don't have excuse. No. I have a sister. Whatever I tell her, she agrees. If I say, this is it, sister, I receive you. I say I take it. I said, why do? I said, why do you always believe what I say? He said, I just believe it. Why? She saw beyond the physical. Friend, may I tell you the truth today? No one on earth is greater than you. No one on earth has any potential than you. The difference now is that those who are making ways, who are blessing others, who are imparting others, who became hero today, they quickly identify what God has given them and they started mining it on time. You, your own is here. You refuse to mine it. Don't be like Nigeria government. Who has crude oil without refinery? You have the potential of God in you that is greater than crude oil. But you are looking for whom to mine it for you. No way. Since God opened my eyes to see that, I said, okay, that's it. I said, calm down. Calm down. Whatever has happened, Christ has seen it. But something greater is coming. And it's going to break forth through your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Philemon. It's only one chapter, verse 6. I say, Lord, but why is it like this? Why am I being tormented? You allow yourself to be tormented. Huh? No devil anywhere can torment me. Because greater is it. I have understood that. I have captured that reality. And that reality knows the reality that is in me. Satan himself knew. He flew. Anywhere, any preacher that glorifies Satan has not known God. Yes. Because the scripture says, greater is he that is in you than Satan that is out. In fact, he said, John the Baptist, who did great work for God. Solomon, who did great work for God. Jesus said, a greater than Solomon. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. Can he now compare you with Satan? Who do great havoc for God? No. Anyone that is afraid of Satan, they don't know whom to afraid. He has not known God. Let me read this place for you. That the communication of thy faith may become on what ground? By the acknowledging. Who will do the acknowledging? The wisdom of God is in you. The anointing of God is in you. The Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. You have been made the righteousness of God. Jesus has become your righteousness. All these things are in you. Yes, well, as you see me, I have concluded. Maybe this is how God wants me to die. No, sir. No, sir. What won't make you to die when God has not appointed you to be dead is your ignorance. Don't let anybody... No. Let's face it. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Is there any bad thing in you? Is there any wicked thing in you? Is there any disadvantage something in you? So why are you experiencing disadvantage? Because you never knew how to acknowledge, how to mind, how to bring out the greater one that is in you. Stand to your feet. This message I preach to you is for those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because anyone, any unbeliever is Satan and the evil thing that fills his heart. So if you want to make yourself a child of God right now, raise up your hand, let me lead you to that. Because today, I mean tonight, you will see wonders. Oh my, they are not answering me. You will experience wonder.
Amen.
2 months ago, we were here, and the Holy Ghost left our heart to speak on praises. That we were created for great, for our glory, to praise God. We finished. After that, a week after, one of our brothers traveled. A kidnapper kidnapping. They kidnapped him.
And immediately, another of our brother called. He said, "Sir, this is what happened."
I said, "He's coming back." We just finished that we were made for glory, not for shame. We were to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We read it. I say, because God has called him out of darkness into his marvelous light, he's already free.
They call him.
He says, "Sir, they will see him." 1 week pass. 2 weeks pass.
3 weeks pass.
The brother calls. "Say, sir." I say, "They will see. He's not dead." I think it took up to even 2 weeks, almost two, before they could even get, before they could even come. This, that, I say, "He's come," he said, "to the glory of God." 2 weeks ago.
Yes, 3 weeks.
3 weeks ago, he came. See, let me tell you, by virtue of what you are hearing now, by virtue of the sacrifice that Jesus has used to purchase you, to buy you back from darkness into light, no darkness will swallow you up.
Amen.
No darkness will swallow your family up. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be worried about your children.
God will save them.
Amen.
Daddy, God said, "Sir, they are releasing."
I know that they releasing the very first day we had.
We are afraid.
Not now. The brother was here 2 comfortable nights ago. We did everything. We did there. We prayed. How could such happen? But to the glory of God,
wherever they have changed you.
In the name of Jesus.
Wherever the devil plans to take your life,
in the name of Jesus.
By the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you are released in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Any terminal sickness,
any
incurable disease that Satan has battered your life with the stripe of Jesus Christ, you are healed now.
Amen.
He paid for your healing.
Yes.
He paid for your head.
Yes.
Therefore, you cannot die of it.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of that sickness now.
Amen.
Come out of that disease.
Amen.
Come out of that bondage.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Family death is all your portion.
Amen.
Your blood will not be shed for making money.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, friends. God, before you were born, He sent Jesus to preserve you. The price of your preservation has been paid.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you hear what I said? Maybe you have been stressing. You have been dreaming. It's as if you have coffee. You say, "I saw one coffee in my dream. And they told me that I am the one." You are not the one.
I'm not the one.
As you wake up, the person that controls that coffee will enter you.
Yes.
Not you. Everyone under the sound of none of you will die untimely.
Amen.
The number of your dead, the Almighty God will fulfill.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because what we are going to discover here tonight,
yes,
as we go from now to beginning to mine the depth of God's potential that is in you, God will not allow any devil to kill you.
Amen.
Because generations are waiting for you.
Yes.
You were sent to be a blessing. You are not called to be a cut short.
Yes.
Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no power of the devil will cut your life short.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.